commission remarks. Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve check number 462161 through 462193, warrant 7617, and one journal entry transfer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes. I've got regular session minutes for January 19, 2021.
No questions.
No.
Move to approve regular session minutes January 19th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Recycling services agreement. I have a letter dated January 21st, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he has determined the agreement is for an initial period of December 31st, 2021 with the option to renew for up to 4 additional 1-year terms, and he approves the agreement as to form.
Did you guys have a request for proposals, or what did you guys do?
Well, we did, but we ended up changing it up. We did not have anybody bid on it.
Oh, nobody bid or give proposals?
Give proposals. Yeah, nobody gave them.
Did Greenway do an RFP?
No. So we're working with Travis, we came up with an agreement here that he approved.
You both have checked it over and everything's in.
And Commissioner Williams, your owner of Greenway, is here today.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Answer any questions.
If there's no questions or concerns, do you have any, sir?
Do you have any questions? No, I just was asked to come and discuss the business.
Then I move to approve the agreement, recycling service agreement between Taney County and Greenway Recycling, Inc.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Yeah, could Mr. Von Baron get a copy of that today and sign it, and then we'd have it done, and we could send him out the door with a copy.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it'll be, he'll sign it and take it upstairs. Nicky will.
Nikki's not in here. Do you mind taking it and have it to the clerk's office?
Okay.
And then is there a signature page for David on that as well?
Doesn't look like it.
David's not here right now. David wasn't here a while ago. I don't know if he is.
I don't think his name's on there.
Okay.
Greenway Recycling. I would be willing to make a comment about
yes,
it.
Please.
I just wanted to let you know, the commission know, and I'd let Scott know, you know, we did the service work in France for 3 years, and then, you know, with this transition, I just want the commissioners of the county to know that, you know, we're here to help and guide in any way that we can as this develops on. I think we're supposed to go out to the facility after this. And as I told the purchasing agent, Nikki, is that her name?
Yeah.
Nikki.
Nikki.
You know, trying to guide her a little bit. not a, a contract for service cost to the county. You know, I think everybody now understands that this is a revenue-generating program for the county, no cost to the county. Similar to what we've done, we do with Christian County, City of Moorhead, other government entities. There's plenty of documented paperwork at all these places. So, you know, we just want to be, you know, not only service the business to the best of our ability, but just be a help in this development of this program.
Well, I'm excited about the working relationship I think we're going to have with Greenway and getting this off the ground, so it's going to be a big help.
Throughout this process.
I think I've been in another meeting with Ben for 25 years. So I hope not another 25, but, you know.
Throughout.
Anyway, so, I mean, we're around and obviously been successful at it.
Throughout this process, everyone that has worked with your company and everything has spoke very highly of the relationship. And
well, I hope so. We try. You know, we're not perfect, though. We try to do the best we can. We want programs to succeed and not have any misinformation spread around about what's going on in this particular world and commodities. Yeah, we want to be upfront about what, you know, not what can be recycled and marketed and what can't. You know, there's just many things that the general public has an idea, oh, well, this is recyclable, well, that may be true in some, but, you know, you can only do so much. It's a volume-based business. And even in our facilities, we have a large amount of waste.
Just for the clerk and type in the minutes, would you care to state your name for her?
Well, my name's Jim Von Baron. That's spelled V as in Victor, O-N. Capital V as in boy, E-H-R-E-N. From President of Greenway Recycling Incorporated.
Thank you. That it? All righty. Thank you, guys. Moving on down the agenda. Amendment to the Agreement for Engineering Services. I have a letter dated January 22nd, 2021 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and he approves the amendment as to form. Looks like they've done some hourly billing rates adjustments.
Now, this is the Travis Heyer with HDR. Last year, you guys went through the RFP process. We were one of the firms selected for the master services agreement. It was good for 2020 with the option to extend a year. So this is just extending it for a year, and it's we included an updated rate schedule, but I don't know that it changed much. But so it's a no cost on this, basically an extension of the on-call contract.
Do you all have any questions?
No, I'm looking to see, does it add additional time? How long was the...
Well, the original one was just for the year 2020. This extends it through the 2021 calendar year. That's all it does.
Well, that's on...
If you look at the front page, about halfway down, it just says it'll continue to provide engineering services.
For the 2021 calendar year. Okay, yep. That's what I was just trying to figure out. What we're. Do you guys have any other thing? Any other questions?
I don't.
Move to approve the amendment
to the agreement for engineering services by and between HCR Engineering and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you. Hey, Travis. Sheriff's discussion. I guess we've got some discussion about the outfitting of vehicles that were purchased at the end of 2020.
Yes. So, when those were purchased, I was told that everything, all costs associated with those, would be taken care of in 2020. So, I was told that I could take that out of my 2021 budget, which I did. The vehicles, since we picked them up, have been sitting at the end of the building. En route has had a backlog, and then now they're waiting on, the bumpers are back ordered, so they can't outfit them. So they did not get outfitted and put into service in 2020, and there was no money budgeted to pay for that in the 2021 budget. And it totals, for all five vehicles, $37,562.
$37,562.50,
yes, sir.
You say for four vehicles?
Five.
Five.
They were purchased at the end of the year.
Yes, I think September or October is whatever.
Was it that early? Okay, I thought it was later than that. Okay.
The very last one, there was one in December that was insurance. It was talking about.
Yeah.
There was four purchased in September or October, and then the fifth one was in December.
Do we? What do we have in the budget this year for outfitting vehicles? Does that come out of?
There was $120,000 allotted for three vehicles and to have them outfitted.
Okay.
$40,000 a vehicle for the, and then the fourth vehicle that I need to purchase will come out of my inmate security.
And that's used for transportation of inmates?
Yes, it's a transport car.
So to do the detail and the outfitting and stuff, it costs $37,000 on five.
Yes.
But that was included in your $120,000 for the, was that, did you say how many vehicles?
No, that's for, because I need...
I don't mean the detailing of these files included,
yes.
But on the new one that you purchased, yes, the 100.